All right, so the last division, and of course, arguably, in the school, many schools have thought the strongest division, though not mine, the NFC East. I'm Kyle, the student of the game. With me to continue to bring you the action, Weasel and Chris. It's all about predicting the future, or just because this is what you have to do, you know, because people, there's like a law somewhere that says you have to, as anybody who covers the NFL, do predictions at the beginning of the year. I just think it's because I'm sick of watching baseball. I don't know. Maybe, anyways.
Most time it's a crapshoot anyway. It's like a blindfold throwing darts. I think I hit the board.
Okay, I'm going to throw it now. You know. Anyway, anyways, we'll start off with the Cowboys. A lot of people have already crowned them, so to speak. Not to precisely quote Dennis Green from back in the day, but I digress. Quarterback, of course, is Tony Romo. I did not know that John Kitna was his backup. Running backs Marion Barber, Felix Jones, and Tashard Choice make for a pretty solid running back core. Wide receivers Miles Austin, Roy Williams, and Patrick Creighton. And Dez Bryant, not having to deal with carry pads. Really? Why did that make news? Does anybody else have a bug of, oh, look, Dez Bryant didn't carry his pads. Let's make it nationwide news. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
He did have a sprained ankle, but he should be back on the opener.
Oh, see, that must have been karma, because if he had carried his pads, he would have carried. Come on.
Yeah, but you know what? I think Dez Bryant will be starting by week 8 over Roy Williams, and he'll make Roy Williams carry his pads.
Who's the rookie now, mother beep? You know. On the D-line, a very interesting acquisition. They had Igor Olshansky, former Charger. Marcus Spears at the other defensive end. Defensive tackle Jay Ratliff, pretty solid group there. DeMarcus Ware and Anthony Spencer, both excellent factors at linebacker, along with Keith Booking. And for defensive backs worth mention, they have cornerback Terrence Newman. So for me, I like the Cowboys' defense. They're put in a lot of bad situations because Tony Romo is kind of a gambler. I don't want to say gunslinger per se, but he's definitely kind of a gambler. I mean, I would not be surprised to hear him listening to Kenny Rogers. I mean, it's not like he dated a country singer or anything. Oh, wait. But, you know, it wasn't a man. Take it easy, music. So, I still like their defense. They're just caught in a lot of positions where they're just kind of compromised, so to speak. Cue all the jokes. But I am going to call the Cowboys at 11-4, 4-2 in the division. Weasel.
11-5.
Oh, thank you. 11-5. I have it written over. I can't read my handwriting.
10-6, 4-2.
Okay. Weasel. I wrote Chris.
Yeah. I got them 10-6, 4-2. Also, they play NFC North, AFC South. Their bonus games in New Orleans and Arizona, but. You talk about their defense. For some reason, I like their running backs.
No, their running backs
they're
are
solid.
Great.
That might be the best, you know.
See, here's the problem.
Committee in the NFL right now. I mean, you got Barber, Jones, and Choice. I mean, this is like the Giants years ago, a couple years ago when they won the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. When you had Jacobs, Bradshaw, and Ward.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I mean, this is pretty close to what it is right here.
Well, and yeah, I mean, don't let me underplay their running game. That is ridiculously awesome. I mean, I don't think it is the best, but I think it's number two. I think it's the second best in the league.
But you know how much that hurts me. The Cowgirls are a New York fan, so.
Yeah, hey. I think there's an easily a potential, and as my pick will soon here, probably predict for the Giants to do a lot of good things in the division, but I mean, the NFC East is always the trickiest. That's why I leave it for last, is because I don't feel like doing the research on them. I do whatever I can to put it off, because you can pretty much throw it all right out the damn window. I mean, did anybody here expect the Giants to lose 4 of 6 in the middle of the season and then do progressively, arguably worse? I didn't. You know, they sure didn't. Not the bird. In light of all that, we were talking about the Giants. Let's stay with the Giants. Got Eli Manning at cornerback still. Longtime Colts backup Jim Sorgi now backing him up. Running back, you have Ahmad Bradshaw, Brandon Jacobs.
They're both back from injury.
That's right. Actually, Bradshaw's listed at the start as the starter, but they're both kind of situational anyway. I mean, whatever. So, the wide receivers, Steve Smith, the King Nix, Mario Manningham, Tenoris Moss, and I have to mention Victor Cruz, who went just absolutely ridiculously ape 2 days ago, which would have been August 16th, in the preseason game opening the new Meadowlands against the Jets.
He was 3 touchdowns, 3 catches, 145 yards.
I don't know if it was only 3 catches, but
it was 3
catches.
Was it? Yeah.
Okay. So, and then he had
145.
The part that's confusing about that is he had touchdown catches of 65, 35, and 5.
105 yards.
Yeah. So, maybe we're getting something off center somewhere, but the point is, I mean, the kid went paper. That's all we're saying. So. Oh, yeah. Certainly some form of primate in any way, shape, form, or fashion. but a tight end, of course, we cannot forget Kevin Ball, so talented individual. On the defensive line, we still have Matthias Tivanuka, Justin Tuck, Osi Munyura, and Jay Alford. One of the most formidable, on paper, defensive lines in the league, but last year they couldn't really seem to get the job done. That's still something I haven't been able to really figure out yet.
And they lost Fred Robbins.
They did lose Fred Robbins, that's right. At linebacker, though, the good news is, while Antonio Pierce no longer a factor, Keith Bullock, recently acquired by the Giants. And defensive backs Aaron Ross, Corey Webster, and the return of Kenny Phillips. A big deal.
He was a first-round pick last year for the Giants, and he's returning after 2 games. He has two interceptions in that time that he had Michael Thatcher knee surgery. But he'll be back, so that's good for them.
Yes, Phillips, right. Okay. The Giants are tough to predict because everything with them is middle of the road in my eyes. Their talent is middle of the road. Their schedule is middle of the road. So I picked them doing slightly better than middle of the road. 10-6, 4-2 in the division. Chris?
3-3 in division, 9-7 overall.
Weasel?
9-7, 4-2.
9-7, 4-2. Okay, so, but if you look at it, I only have them doing one game worse than the Cowboys were.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I'm not going to give it away. Yeah, there you go. So, I'm not going to give it away as who I think is going to win the division, but I will say, as far as the NFC is concerned, I see two teams coming from this division for the playoffs. Speaking of the other two teams from this division, the Eagles. Without Donovan McNabb. In the preseason game he played for the Skins, he looks very awkward. I can't place it with him wearing the maroon uniform with the Skins. It just doesn't look right. But in lieu of McNabb, at quarterback, Kevin Call was selected in the second round back in before his rookie year there. Michael Vick, his backup. Running backs, LeSean McCoy, Mike Bell, and Leonard Weaver. Oh, that's what
that's
Mike Bell
right.
Yeah, if you happen to...
Oh, Mike Bell, there he is.
If you happen to listen to the NFC South episode where we couldn't find where the heck Mike Bell went,
bam,
there he is. And then Leonard Weaver at fullback. Now, their receiver core, on paper, very talented. However, in real life, very injured. DeSean Jackson has back issues, if I'm informed
correctly.
Yeah,
he's strained his back right now, which doesn't make it look good for season, so he might not be that great of a pick this year for fantasy owners.
Okay, something to think about.
And they also, last year, didn't have that many catches, they just all went for long touchdowns. That's why his
that's still fantasy
numbers,
gold, yeah.
I know, that's fantasy gold, but he wasn't on his prime target.
Right. Then Jeremy Maclin has, what is it, ankle issues?
A throwing bruise on his knee.
Okay. And then Jason Avance makes for the next best receiver. Anybody else worth mentioning? Oh, and for those of you wondering, Hank Baskett has returned to the Eagles, Loopy Diddley squad. he wasn't relevant, now he's not anymore. It's just fun to make fun of him. Right, Weasel?
Right.
Okay, on the D-line, Trent Cole, really the only name worth mentioning. Cornerbacks Ellis Hobbs and Asante Samuel, the big names there. Nobody else really to speak of on defense.
Samuels has a hamstring injury right now, too, so he's resting that. So,
rather than Philly, they're looking filthy. 5-11, 2-4 in the division. Weasel.
1-5 in the division, 6-10 overall.
I got them 3-3 division, 7-9 overall. That's probably pushing it.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's pretty damn optimistic.
Especially, yeah, their bonus games are San Fran, Atlanta, and I think they'll lose them both.
I think the Niners can beat them. I do. I think it'll come down to, you've been waiting to do that for a while, I'm sure. But I think it comes down to the Niners have a defense that'll scare the hell out of Kevin Kolb, and he'll throw mistakes, and even the Niners can, you know, pop off of that. Which brings us to the intriguing destination of McNabb's exodus from Philadelphia, the Washington Redskins. That's right, they actually traded him in the division. And just because you haven't made fun of me for doing it yet, McNabb ended up in Washington instead of San Francisco, and I'm still bitter about it. Anyways, McNabb's your starter. Rex Grossman, your backup, what he should have been throughout his entire career. That's right, I said it.
I think it should have been that.
No, he's a good backup caliber quarterback. I mean, you know, even Kyle Bowler pulled some games out of his butt against weak defenses. Right, Vikings fan? Anyways, so their running backs, Clinton Portis, Willie Parker, and Larry Johnson. Keep going. Who's next? At tight end is Chris Cooley, also an excellent name. Santana Moss, Joey Galloway, and Mike Furry round out the top three receivers. On the defensive line, their featured being is a man who can't even run to pass a conditioning test, and that would be Albert Hainsworth, who as of today is still practicing with the second team. That's uplifting stuff, definitely.
And he actually left practice the other day because he's feeling ill.
Yeah, so his psyche is hurt real bad. The D-backs worth mentioning would be corners Carlos Rogers and D'Angelo Hall, along with safety Aron Landry. And the only linebacker I'm really moved by is Lemon Flincher. Yeah, they have Andre Carter. I know that name only because he's a former Niner. You know who Andre Carter is, Weasel? No. Chris? Exactly. Right. So, even still, since they have something that relates to a slight defense and on the strength of Donovan McNabb and a few talented names on offense, I think they climb out of the cellar of the division, 7-9, 2-4 in the division. Chris?
I got them 2-4 in division, 6-10 overall. Their bonus games are St. Louis, Tampa. They are switching to a 3-4 defense, which, like you said, there's no linebackers, and it's the NFC East that likes to run the ball first. So that's not going to be looking very good for them. 2-4 in division, I'm pushing it through that way. But 6-10 overall, because they do have McNabb and Galloway. Also, they got a decent running back. So they got a lot of veterans on offense.
And you have them doing better than the Eagles as well, yeah?
No, actually, I got more.
Okay, yeah, the Eagles, you said you put the Eagles at 8-8?
7-9.
7-9, okay. Weasel.
I got the Redskins better than the Eagles. 7-9, 3-3 in the division.
Once again, we do not coordinate on these. For me, a lot of people who say the NFC East is the best division on the strength of the Eagles and the Redskins, I don't think that's true anymore. I mean, I think unanimously amongst us, I thought it was the NFC North that was the tightest division in the league. I don't know what you guys had, but AFC North, excuse me. Yeah. So I don't know where y'all put it at, but actually, yeah, Weasel.
AFC
North, okay, Chris.
I'm thinking it might be the AFC East of the rivalries. That's just like the NFC East is the rivalries. I mean, they're all big rival games. I mean, Washington, even though they're not that great, they might not have that great of a team, but they'll still compete in their division. There's no breakout. It's like how AFC East is. I mean, there's going to be three teams that I think will be over 500 in the AFC East. So I don't know any other division like that. I mean, AFC North, yeah, possibly NFC North, maybe, but you do have Detroit and Cleveland. You do have Buffalo in this one, so everybody does have that redheaded stepchild that you just want to beat around. I mean, we can go through it. I mean, Washington's been it for a few years. I think Philly might be taking that over spot now. NFC West is the and the AFC West. They're both redheaded stepchildren.
Yeah, they're the redheaded stepchildren of their respective conferences. Again, we have no offense against redheaded stepchildren everywhere. We like redheaded stepchildren, but anyways, so
or brownhead stepchild, out of place ones, you know, that you just want to slap around.
So, but so he picks the AFC East, and you don't call him a homer. Way to be consistent, Weasel. Anyways, if you would like to go ahead and call Chris a homer on Weasel's behalf, you can go ahead and email us at thesotg@gmail.com. You can always follow us on Twitter, username thesotg. And until next time, when we bring you our playoff bracket predictions, we'll see you.